The federal low-income home energy assistance program helps the poor meet their immediate energy needs. Jason Edens of the Rural Renewable Energy Alliance says the program is a help to many people who face what he calls fuel poverty, or facing the choice between paying for heat and not having enough to eat. But Edens says the problem with the assistance dollars is that the money does little to reduce the use of fossil fuels. Edens says there should also be funds to help pay for solar heating for many poor families.
Solar is not a silver bullet, but it is part of the golden buckshot, and where appropriate, it can be an extremely powerful tool to actually address low-income fuel poverty.
Eden says his home state of Minnesota has already okayed the installation of solar heating units in 300 low-income homes. Eden's focus on the poor comes as others say low-income people around the world could catch the brunt of global warming triggered by more use of fossil fuels. UW-Stevens Point energy professor Michael Reisner says more than 100 poor countries don't have the resources to cope with climate change. So Reisner says, for one thing, developed nations must make more use of cleaner fuels.
The second thing is those nations are going to have to deploy technologies to the world's poorest nations to help them mitigate climate change.
Reisner and others spoke at a forum at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair. The forum took the optimistic tone of what will happen when clean energy is conventional. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.